Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CAPS Playbook, the practical tactical podcast for practitioners around the CAPS network. I'm Alisa Morse, and I am the new network coordinator. So I am here to support and encourage and provide resources to all of our CAPS affiliates around the country and around the world. It's an exciting year to get started with the CAPS network because we are experiencing a ton of growth across the network. And a lot of our affiliates that have been with us for a long time are also experiencing growth within their own communities, which is pretty fun and exciting. And I'm also really looking forward to this because we're kicking off a new podcast, the CAPS Playbook, to hopefully give all of you, the people, the practitioners, the educators, some quick start, easy to use tools, resources, project ideas, or classroom management tips, best practices, if you will, to hopefully implement into your classroom if and when you see fit. So the goal is for this to be quick and a quick grab of information. Then you probably can either reach out to the people that we're talking to or also check out CoLab for some resources around these ideas. And so today we're just going to jump in and get started. And I am joined by Jessica Immel, the global business instructor in Bentonville Ignite in Bentonville, Arkansas. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you for having me, Alisa.
Yeah. And I'm just going to let you get started because you're bringing something to us that is doable within the first 2 weeks of school, right?
That's right. So typically I start the year with a unit that I call 10 skills in 10 days. And so what I learned over doing this for the last 5 years is that, you know, students may have worked on projects and they may have worked in teams before in a traditional classroom, but it's not quite to the extent that we do in the CAPS model. And so I figured out that through kind of some trial and error that I needed to cover some of these skills very intentionally. So we do 10 skills in 10 days. And so things like communication, teamwork, global perspective, being a self-starter, those are the kind of skills that we're covering. And we're getting guest speakers from the community to come in and provide some specific stories, to share some problems, to explain some projects that they've worked on in the past where they had to use these essential skills, so that the students could understand exactly what we meant by when we say, hey, you guys need to work in a team, or hey, we're going to solve this problem for a client. What exactly do we mean by that? And how are they supposed to respond when we give them these projects? So we spend 10 days on that, and then we throw them right into kind of a, almost like a case study type. So I'm in Bentonville, Arkansas. And so we use a kickoff case study of Walmart versus Amazon, who will win in 2030. And the students start using these skills immediately in this project, and they get some feedback from project judges from the community. And this is all within the first 3 weeks of school. I think what's key for me is that students kind of get a practice run before we jump right into a client project that has a real deliverable and a real client. So we get to kind of a level of understanding of what it is that we mean about these soft skills and how to use them on a project.
Wow, that's so awesome. I love how the diversity of learning and learning modes that are packed into 3 weeks. So can I get you to tell us a little bit more detail about, maybe walk us through one of your professional skills, the person you would bring in, and kind of how you'd format that experience for your students?
Yeah, absolutely. So a skill that I've added this year, and kind of, I look at the 10 skills and this is appropriate for this year. And this year I've kind of dropped two and picked up two. But one that I've picked up that a lot of partners shared with us through internship and job descriptions of what they were looking for with interns was being a self-starter. And so this year we're going to intentionally define what do we mean by being a self-starter. And so I have an entrepreneur from our community who is, young guy who's opened up several restaurants in the area, and a U of A grad from, you know, right down the road here, has gone through some challenges in the restaurant business and through COVID and finding locations and all that. He's a great speaker, but he's going to come in and talk to students about his journey and what being a self-starter means to him, so that students kind of understand, like, there are going to be some challenges and that's okay. And you're going to have to find some motivation to you know, be able to complete these tasks and these goals independently.
Cool. So what I love about what I'm hearing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm hearing that you are hitting pretty much all of our five core values in this concept of 10 skills in 10 days. One, you as an instructor are being incredibly responsive to what your business partners and what your community members are telling you is out there. And I think that's really powerful, but also asking students to be responsive in the moment to what business partners are asking or telling them right there, right? And I think it's really neat that this isn't just something that you're handing to your students, right? Okay, here are the definitions of these professional skills and here's how you enact them. You are engaging in the CAPS model so wholeheartedly because you're bringing in outside experts. You're starting to expand their social network because now they've connected to mentors, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad you said kind of that networking piece. So, you know, I have students, we host a guest speaker and I want the speaker to come in and speak for about 30 minutes. But then the other 20, 30 minutes that they're there, I want the students to drive the conversation. And sometimes this can be new for students too. So we may have to, before the speaker comes in, we may have to talk about, you know, let's research a little bit. Let's prepare a question so that we can engage the speaker with the questions that you want to know the answers to. And so, you know, we may have to provide some question stems and kind of get the ball rolling, but it's really impactful when the students start asking the questions and are carrying the conversation for half the time that the speaker is there. And then they start to realize, oh my gosh, I'm going to get out of this program what I put into it. And that's a key learning for us because we can provide a ton of opportunity, but we need them to kind of step up, you know, be that self-starter and ask those questions and reach out to that guest speaker. And this is kind of the start of all of that.
You just gave me the chills. I truly just got the chills, the goosebumps. Cause this is a whole CAPS course right in 10 days. That's so cool. Well, thank you for sharing this. I know we probably could talk about it so much more, but again, I want this to be quick and easy and impactful. So my last question about this though, is can you talk about the difference you see with students from day one, your associates day one to day 10? Like what's that growth look like?
Oof. It's actually, that's probably one of my favorite things about CAPS is just like getting some students that are very capable but they may not recognize their strengths and interests yet. And then they start meeting some folks from the community who are doing some interesting things that they've not heard of before. They start taking ownership over, how am I going to lead this conversation? And I do want to meet this person and I do need to get out of my seat and go shake their hand, you know, walk them out to their car or whatever the case may be. But I think I see a lot of confidence growth and they understand because we do start so fast that they understand that I've set up an environment for them, not for me, not for a school district. Like I'm getting guest speakers in the projects, the lessons, activities. Okay. It's for them to be able to take advantage of the opportunities in our community. And it really, I see a lot of confidence built over the first couple of weeks and then we're ready to go on our first client project.
So cool. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for sharing this awesome like format, this concept with us, because I think it's so powerful. And again, something that we could probably use right away or instructors, practitioners could even embed maybe halfway through the semester as a refresh on some of these things. I think there's just so many ways to use this.
Well, no, Alyssa, there's another piece to that I wanted to add for speakers, because a lot of times speakers don't know exactly what we want them to talk about. And I have found that giving them a specific skill and saying, can you tell us a story about decision-making or how your company had to be, you know, adapt to this new trend? And it helps them kind of frame up the conversation too. And I find that I get more buy-in from guest speakers when they know exactly what to do.
Love it. Oh my gosh. That's a whole masterclass in guest speaker grabbing, because that is a really hard thing to do, right? Getting people to engage and feel confident that they've got something of purpose for high school students, because it's just such a foreign concept to so many professionals. Yes. Man, okay, I think all of our listeners just got like four masterclasses for the price of one. So thank you. I appreciate that. But before I let you go, in order to, the other kind of secondary purpose of this podcast is for our network partners to start getting to know each other a little bit more. So I've got a couple of rapid fire questions for you. that I'd love to get your take on. So can you, question number one is, can you share your favorite thing about being a global business instructor?
Ooh.
Or about your subject matter?
Constant change, like new customer trends, new preferences, new technology adoption. I mean, I enjoy learning new things, and I get to do that alongside my students and model that for them. That, you know, sometimes I don't know what's, you know, going on either, and I'm learning in the project right alongside them. And I think that's been really fun for me.
Oh, love that. What is the coolest project you've seen thus far?
So last year, last fall, we concluded our semester with it was a coffee shop feasibility project. So we had a nonprofit in the area that supports teen moms in crisis. They had some land next to their site that they were considering putting a coffee shop on. They're like, if we built out a coffee shop, could this generate revenue for our nonprofit? And so they asked our students if they could, you know, create a projected income statement. Let's calculate the startup costs. Let's research the site. We got the Chamber of Commerce to give us some traffic studies. What would the menu look like? And it was the fastest project. It was the most complex project, but the students had built so many skills on the previous client projects that they just like took it and ran with it. It was amazing. And I think a lot of the students weren't aware of kind of the mission of some of the nonprofits and some of the things going on in our community that they may not be aware of. So in addition to providing the client, you know, this 2-year income projection and say, yes, it is feasible, or no, it's not. And here's why, and we've got the numbers to back it up. They also, the class went in together and donated some gift cards for the residents at the nonprofit. And so it was just like all around like a feel good. They learned a lot of stuff and then also learned about their community and helped as well.
Oh, that is so cool. That's awesome. Man, I want to talk about that one too. Okay. So question number three, the person or resource that you have learned from the most.
I have two people. One, Janet Graham, who's a global business instructor at Blue Valley. When I first started this, and it was like, hey, congratulations, you're going to be the global business instructor. And I was like, great, what do we do? And so they said, go to Overly Park and go to the summer huddle. I found Janet Graham, and she's really spent some time with me and showed me like, how does this model work? And has been definitely a resource for me, a colleague I can, you know, brainstorm with, ping ideas off of, that's been really helpful in getting our program here in Bentonville going. But then the second person, I think when I first went in, out of corporate world and into teaching, I had a mentor teacher, James Boyster, who was really kind of taught me the relationships first kind of mentality. I came in from business world and like, okay, let's do content and I'm ready for all this. And then he was like, no, relationships first. And if you invest in that, your content will go a lot better. And he was, you know, 110% right. And I think about that every year as we start to build those relationships first.
Awesome. Question four, the thing you want to learn next.
I think one of the things I've recently become fascinated with is just like early career transitions. For the first time in my career, I've had students who went through Ignite, they've gone to college, and now they're entering into their career. And what's neat is like to kind of see someone who's gone through their internship and dabbling in something. And then I get to be their reference for when they apply for that, you know, big salary job after college. And that, you know, onboarding Gen Z and making that successful transition is really intriguing to me. And so that's an area that I'm kind of looking into, because I think we can actually be a resource for companies who are trying to hire those early career students out of our programs, whether that be straight from our programs or out of college, and helping in that transition.
So true. Awesome. And then last question, your favorite thing about teaching in the CAPS model?
Probably community involvement. I feel very connected to our community in doing this job. I think, you know, as community leaders, we want to continue to make where we live, you know, a great place to live and to work. And part of that is having great programming in our schools and in an innovative workforce. And I feel like I'm contributing to that. I think I think of our students really, I think of them as my future neighbors. They're our future business owners, my community leaders. And so the investment in them is impactful. And I'm just glad to be able to play a role in that.
Awesome. Okay. Excuse me while I wipe away a tear, because wow, that's so awesome. Okay. This episode, our first one for this podcast, has been such a bucket full for me. So thank you so much for sharing your practices, sharing your stories. We really appreciate it. And I hope the rest of our network appreciates it as well. So thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And thank you all for your time, for taking a listen to the CAPS playbook. I hope that you have learned something and that you have gained a little bit of excitement from it, some energy. And I hope y'all go into the new school year feeling invincible, because you are. And the work that we do is so impactful, just as Jessica has been sharing with us. So have a great start to the school year, and we'll talk to you soon.